The accounting firm Arthur Andersen received the harshest penalty possible yesterday in Houston during its sentencing for obstruction of justice. Federal Judge Melinda Harmon ordered Andersen to pay a $500,000 fine and placed it on 5 years probation for impeding a federal investigation of the failed energy trader Enron. Company officials say they will appeal. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Arthur Andersen's trial was the first to come as a result of the collapse of Enron. Prosecutors accused Andersen of shredding and doctoring Enron-related documents in an effort to stymie a federal investigation. Andersen's spokesman, Patrick Dorton, said the company expected the stiff sentence, but the harm to Andersen occurred long ago.
Well, unfortunately, the outcome of the indictment was turning a firm of 28,000 people in the U.S. Into a firm of today under 1,000 that has no ongoing work in accounting or consulting.
Andersen must keep a minimal corporate structure primarily to settle mountains of litigation and to make sure that deals it worked out, like the sale of its tax business, remain intact. Although the jury found Andersen guilty last summer, it ignored much of the thrust of the government's argument, focusing instead on an internal email from an Andersen attorney which discussed Enron's massive third-quarter losses. Andersen plans to appeal, and some legal experts believe the accounting firm may have grounds to do so. But Art Bowman, the editor of Bowman's Accounting Report, says if Andersen wins an appeal, it won't mean much.
We don't know if they have any billable clients at all. We know they don't have any public clients. We know that the firm has no value. To rebuild that into something of any structure of national importance would be virtually impossible.
Andersen officials have said in the past they just want to clear the accounting firm's name. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.